So the way anesthetic functions is it neutralizes or messes with your capacity for beauty, you see. Which goes a long way towards explaining why kids are flocking downtown from the suburbs trying to buy OxyContin, which is happening everywhere in North America and beyond. OxyContin is a huge illicit market for it. And it's a painkiller, man. It's not ecstasy. It's not LSD. Mm-hmm. It's a painkiller. What pain are they self-diagnosing and self-medicating for? I think the fundamental pain is the withering of the capacity for beauty, both as a practitioner, I'm talking about human beings now, as a practitioner of beauty, and as one upon whom beauty registers. That means you could say as a recipient, as an active witness to beauty. I mean, these things are in deep disarray on both sides there, seems to me. So, you know, awakening to a time like that, to a disfigured landscape and the rest, it can all but kill you if you're halfway sensitive. And, of course, desensitizing is a way of getting through. You see, when you awaken even to the fact that you knuckled under to being desensitized as a way of coping, more grief, baby, you see.
Yeah.
The understanding that you could never have done it otherwise until this moment does two things to you, I think. One is it paralyzes you with sorrow that so many years have passed wherein you imagine you could have done otherwise, but you didn't, on the one side. Mm-hmm. And on the other side, this burdensome privilege of realizing that in this moment and from here on, you're not able to proceed as if you don't know this anymore.
Right.
And the claim that it lays upon your days is what I mean by grief.
Mm.
So grief is a kind of, it's not a fuel, but it's an animator, if you will, of your days. And I think it's that grief sort of encrusted realization prompts a recognition that hurts to see it. And the willingness to be grieving over the obligations that you have and had to life that you did not heretofore act upon. Those two things together, the willingness to walk that walk long enough, is what produces the tender little shoot of the gratitude for being alive. Minus those things, I'm not sure it's really gratitude. It might be relief. It might be a number of other things, but a deep gratitude for the remarkable kind of quixotic alchemy of being alive and living long enough to realize that you are. It hurts, and it whispers to you, now you begin.